with liberty and justice for all.
And we have a special national anthem sung tonight by Ms. Veronica Moreno, the Orange County Administrative Support Service.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang loud, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the
that's how you started me. Yeah. Well, Veronica,
we need a roll call.
Roll call.
Robert McDonald.
I'm here.
Chase Wickerson.
Present.
Mario Munoz. Greg Ratt.
Here.
Carl David.
He's on the way.
Eric Wayne.
Present.
Chair, we have quorum.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Is Mr. George Searcy here? I didn't see him.
No, I haven't seen him.
Okay, well, we'll go with our other speaker, John Hackett, Chairman of the Orange County Veterans and Military Families Collaborative, the new president, or the new chair.
All right.
All right, John.
Let's hear what we got.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You can turn the mic.
Yes, it's appropriate that the Navy helps the Army put the football game.
Right before the game
tomorrow.
Tough group.
Good afternoon, board members. You know, my name is John Hatt.
Thank you.
I'm honored to be here.
Thank you for being here.
I'm honored to be representing the steering committee for the Orange County Military Family Collaborative. I was an infantry squad leader. Vietnam, 1968, during the Tet Offensive. For the past 30-plus years, I served as a store manager, district manager, in the retail business. I did a lot of hiring vets. The last 17 years, I've been a residential and commercial realtor. By the way, I am married to Colonel George Felt's daughter. In 2012, I got involved with veterans. I served on the steering committee for the collaborative for 2 years. Under Pete Sykes. Then last year, Pete and Bobby convinced me to run for the chairman's position. Along with Denton Knapp and Marianne Pravada, we put together a very strong executive board representing the steering committee and representing the Orange County Veterans Military Family Collaborative. What is the Orange County Military Veterans Military Family Collaborative? We have in the back a complete breakdown of what that is. I'll explain to you briefly. We have over 103 different public and private organizations with more than 150 individuals working to help our veterans. We have 10 working groups. Some of them are represented here tonight. We address issues that affect the lives of our veterans and veterans' families and military. This is an all-volunteer organization led by a steering committee and headed up, as I said, by 10 working groups, with several at-large individuals representing from the community and representatives of VA, CalVet, the JFTB, and several members of this board. The key is making better changes through what I call channeling change, or making an impact on collaboration. We will need to focus on better care coordination among agencies, look into ways to raise more emergency funds for those in financial stress. We need to champion the affordable housing and seek out employment opportunities for our veterans as well as mental health. We welcome new members to these collective insights. We're working on upgrading our website and other organizations to make our steering committee more effective. We have a group in the steering committee and in our collaborative of a group of people who have a lot of energy. That means they have the stamina and the staying power to get things done. They are focused, our collaborative is focused on helping the veteran population. They are results oriented. They want the outcome to be positive and not be too concerned about process. They have the belief in the common good to give our veterans and veteran families and military personnel a help up, not a handout, but a hand up. In a nutshell, we get all the right eyes on the problem and the problem gets solved. The leadership will be more involved in our local community and our local leaders. Our elected officials will hear us. Our newly elected official will hear us. And we will listen to our government colleagues like Congressman Carrera and Assemblyperson Sharon Kirksilla. The county supervisors and city councils and businesses and community organizations will want to know what we're doing and how we can help our veterans. And we want to partner with them. That's what I said as I went to the Orange County supervisors meeting last week. I said, we're here to help you. Use us and abuse us. Yeah. The VA and CalVet is right there with us. I have 5 points to cover briefly. The first one is the short is the count that we're doing right now. There are brochures in the back there on the table. We have to do a point in time count of how many veterans are there. The homelessness that takes place on January 23rd. Last year we did a count, or 2 years ago we did a count, and the count was favorable, but maybe it wasn't as thorough. We need to focus more on our student veterans. And I got some great news tonight from Tom Bostad. Thank you very much. The second, longer initiative is the suicide amongst veterans. As you know, we lose 22 veterans a day. And the increase on women and older veterans is increasing. You got to put that in perspective. My perspective is this. February 6, 1968, my company was ambushed and I lost 22 men in one day, less than 4 hours. So I have a perspective when I'm talking about 22 people dying a day. That's unacceptable. The VA has said they want to do more about that. Our steering committee co-chair, Denton Knapp, has implemented a program here in Orange County called Operation Deep Dive. We have brochures in the back. How's that? Please look that up, and we welcome you. The VA, Department of Veterans Affairs, also launched a video program called SAVE. This program is actually designed to be put into different organizations. We're actually looking to put in our service providers so they can also help veterans when they come across and work with them to understand what's going on and recognize those signs. The third area, of course, is affordable housing. Get a vet and their family housed, and they're on their way to recovery. Housing first. United Way is very much on that. Carl Vargas today, her program I listened to, podcast, was that they want to eliminate veterans homelessness by 2021. And I think they're on the right track. The fourth area is employment. In 3,465 days in a wake-up peak, the Summer Olympics will arrive. Those of you, not too many of you know here, because I'm older than you, were here in 1984 in the Olympics. That was the last Summer Olympics that made money. People were here, yeah. We need to encourage, at 1984, I think we need to encourage our veteran owners, managers, to gear up and hire veterans for these events. We have a lot of things going on in Southern California in our economy. I've talked to a lot of organizations. Wineries in Temecula are gearing up. We have some great football teams that are championship teams. Maybe we'll have the Army Navy game in a couple of years. But a lot of good things are happening. And don't forget the Gold Cup will be here in 2024. So there's a lot of employment opportunities for our veterans, and we need to reach out to them. We have a very strong employment work group that's focusing on that too. The fifth area, probably the final, is of course mental health. By the way, this does not reflect the pecking order. Okay, it can be any way you want, but mental health is very important, probably maybe the most important one. We have some of the best mental health working groups and our service providers in the collaborative. I've talked to a lot of them, and we're talking to a lot more. We've got some great people who know what they're doing and want to help, and it will be helping. 5 of our 10 working groups deal with mental health in some form or the other. In this room, we all know about PTSD. I'm learning more every day from Eddie Falk. We all are familiar with the hidden scars. We need to get all the right eyes on the problem. And what do we do? The problem gets solved. It's all about the family and the powers of a healthy family unit. We will take care of our military families and our brothers and sisters. As noted, this collaborative with a comprehensive and coordinated system will welcome and connect new veterans and military families to an efficient and infrastructure of resources to fully address their needs and personal goals. Another way. What's next? Get the answers, to get the attention, to get results. One of our new collaborative initiatives is the Roadshow. You've all been at Costco. You see the little food they pass out. You see the little pop-ups that are out there. Denton Knapp and Marianne Profata have helped design a pop-up program that we're going to be able to take on the road. We want to be able to go to the community, put these uprights up, and talk to people about the collaborative information. We have to reach out to the community. Someone told me a long time ago when I was doing stand-ups, if you want to help homeless veterans, go where the homeless veterans are. If you want to help with veterans, you want to promote the collaborative, you've got to go to the community. And that's what we're going to do with the Roadshow. It's a mobile unit, and we'll be able to take it each month to different locations throughout Orange County, along with other organizations. I close with this. We need to change our community, not the world. You take care of your business, 1 mile around your business. You take care of 1 mile around your home. You take care of 1 mile around your church, and you'll change the world. So thank you for this time. I've tried to make it short to the point. We will never stop serving our veterans. Our collaborative, this steering committee, is dedicated to helping veterans. And Phil Bowers is there. Thank you.
Don't send it up. Don't send it up.
Okay. I'm 21, maybe 17.
Leave it right there.
Okay. Any questions?
No, just. Yeah, go ahead. Take questions if you want.
Questions?
Bobby.
Huh?
Can I make a comment about the
point of time?
Yeah. Okay.
Be sure to volunteer for this program.
Hey, you know what?
January
23rd. Go do it up there.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah,
He's good. He's not here, so let's do a little bit about it. Yeah.
My name is Chase Wickersham. I've been working for the last 4 or 5 years talking to people in Orange County about providing affordable housing for veterans. And it's been a long, slow slog trying to put these programs together. George Searcy was supposed to be here from Jamboree Housing today, and I hope he's all right. But he's been the driving force of Jamboree Housing to put together this new Santa Ana Veterans Village. The Santa Ana Veterans Village is going to have a groundbreaking on January 7th on First Street in Santa Ana. That program is a dynamite program. It's 75 affordable units with supportive services. So not only is there 75 very nice looking apartments that are all VASH voucher, project VASH, is that what it's called? I think it's project VASH. So in other words, every room has a VASH voucher that goes with it, which means that the occupants have to qualify for VASH. But we will have supportive services within the building. There will be offices for a variety of support services that will be in that building. And this is going to be a project that's going to help a lot of homeless vets, a lot of low-income vets. This will be the second project that we really announced in Orange County. Placentia Veterans Village is 49 units. This will be 75 units. This is a major step in the right direction in order to provide a housing resource for homeless and low-income vets. So I've got a flyer for the groundbreaking. If anybody would like to have some of the details and the address and whatever. Jamboree put this together and funded it basically through local funding operations. There's tax credits involved and other stuff. But Jamboree is one of the largest, if not the largest, affordable housing developers in Orange County. And they have a second project, which they haven't really announced yet, which is exciting. It's a hotel conversion. And if they can put that project together along with these other two projects, we really will have an opportunity to take people off the street, put them in shelters, and then plug them into permanent housing. And that's exciting. We've never had anything like that in Orange County before. So please, if your schedule allows, come to the groundbreaking. As a special treat, I was just told the other day that Judge Carter is going to be speaking, Judge David Carter, who's been driving the homeless solution in Orange County for the last few months with the injunction on the evictions off the riverbank. And it's exciting to have Judge Carter, who is a Marine, who was a Marine officer at Quezon in 1968 and 69, I think, or 69.
Recognized those days.
Mm-hmm. But a very qualified combat officer that's been driving the homeless solution problem in Orange County. So if anybody want one of these things, I will leave it on the front table here. You pass that out for him? Thank you. And that's all I've got.
Leave the mic there, sir. Thank you, Chase. Okay, next on our agenda. All right, next is public comments. If you had an opportunity, please take your sheets if you want to speak over to Veronica. Okay.
Excuse me, I'll use the microphone. If you want to make a public comment, please fill out the form and give it to Veronica. This agenda contains a brief description of each item to be considered, except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on the agenda. To speak on an item, complete a speaker request form identifying the item and deposit it in a box on the chairman's desk. Speaker request forms must be deposited prior to the beginning of the meeting, or right now, the reading of individual items of the agenda and public comments. When addressing the council, it is requested that you state your name for the record, address the council as a whole through the chairman, and comments to individual members or staff are not permitted. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. First up is Trinity Harris from Center City Net.
Thank you.
everybody. Trinity Harris from CityNet. We're a nonprofit organization here in Orange County, and we do homeless outreach. And we've been hired on to lead the 2019 point in time count. So Mr. John Hacker talked a little bit about it, but I just wanted to give you guys a little bit more information on how you can sign up. So the website is everyonecountsoc.org. The main count day will be Wednesday, January 23rd. There's two different volunteer opportunities. So there's a super early in the morning shift that will start around 5 a.m. and then there's a late evening shift that will start around 7:30 p.m. And then we'll also have volunteer opportunities on Thursday to follow up if we don't cover all the maps on Wednesday. And so what that will look like is this is a day that's mandated by HUD every 2 years, biannually on the odd years, and so it's coming up again this January 2019, and we'll be counting homeless neighbors and surveying homeless neighbors in all the cities in Orange County, and we'll need lots and lots of volunteers to help us do that, so we're looking forward to all of you guys participating, and since you guys have experience, we'll be leaning on all of you guys to be team captains and lead a group of surveyors out in the field, and then if you're not comfortable surveying homeless neighbors, we also have volunteer opportunities at our deployment centers. There'll be one deployment center in each supervisor district, so you can volunteer at the deployment center, help with check-in, passing out t-shirts, hospitality, things of that nature. So you can either go to everyonecountsoc.org or you can see me after and get my information and go from there. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Next speaker, Chris Aguilera.
Good evening, Honorable Board. My name is Christopher. I'm a field representative for Assemblywoman Sharon Quirk Silva, and the purpose of my communication today is to let the room know that Assemblywoman Quirk Silva thanks everyone in this room for all the work they do every day helping veterans throughout Orange County. And also, she will be having a holiday celebration and toy gathering at her district office on December 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. And we'll be there celebrating the holiday and saying hello and thanking everybody for what they do for our community and the 65th District. And once again, thank you so much for your time. And thank you again for all that you do, the Honorable Board, for veterans and for everyone else in this room. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Next up, Jose Guevara.
Chairman, council members, everybody else. Just wanted to make a quick announcement. President Trump signed Congressman Lucrez H.R. 4946 last night. That's to designate the post office in North Tustin and Orange to the Specialist Trevor Winnay post office. Specialist Trevor Winnay was in the Army in the early 2000s, and he died in 2004 after IED blast in Iraq. So we're working on having a ceremony in the spring recess, maybe around April. So more to follow on that. And thank you, and happy holidays from the Congressman.
Great. Thank you.
Anyone else with public comments?
Hearing none. Public cop.
Hearing none, public comments are closed. I'm going to do what I usually do when we have one of these fantastic and fancy meetings. I'm going to ask any other members of the council have any comments they want to make?
All right.
I will make one or two. First of all, there's a list of events all the way till the end of the year that you can find on the table over there. Don't forget to pick up the information on the save the date for the Santa Ana Veterans Village. And let's see what else I have for you. Two more things. Number one, we lost a real good friend a couple weeks ago.
that worked for the BOALA, Veterans of America, Los Angeles. His name is Phil Byers. And I really want to close the meeting in his memory. And what I'd also like to do, if you would all please get up and come stand behind us, we're going to take a group shot because this shot's going to go on our Facebook. And we wanted people to know that was here to help celebrate this day, Pearl Harbor Day, you know, Phil Byers, the whole things. We want people to know that we did this, and we want to be proud of all of you for coming and participating and being part of the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council meeting. And so I'd like for everybody to please get up and come behind me.
Stay there. Stay. You got to stay right there.
Okay.
Stay there.
Chase.
They're going to be behind us. Stay there.
Come on, everybody.
Help.
Where's the name?
Hey, name me Dave. Yeah, love you.
Marines behind me.
Mrs. Williams. Everybody in the room gets in the picture. Everybody in the room gets in the picture.
This guy, though, we know by the company. Yeah.
I don't know.
Sit next to this police marine pilot.
There you go.
What? Smiling.
Jealous?
Just make sure Renee's
show a little emotion here.
Make sure Renee has the peace sign behind my head.
Yeah, you already did that once.
No peace sign behind my head. YouTuber. It's great. You got it?
We're photobombing you.
Yeah, I know. I can feel it.
No, it's varsity. Yeah. Must be John Hacker.
Need some batteries?
No. He doesn't need batteries. That
go Army, beat Navy.
Oh, let's not get carried away.
No. Yeah.
Go Navy.
Yeah, go Navy.
Yeah.
Did I break the camera already?
No. Well, I know what he's doing. He's taking a
panoramic.
Yeah, he is taking a panoramic.
No, he's just spending more time on the photogenic folks here.
No, he's trying to add some. Well.
Okay.
So anyway, the meeting's adjourned. Go get you some food, and the bartender will be back there, so if you want some wine and a beer or two, the bartender will be there. Thank you.
Good job, brother. I got stuck on the 5. I had GPS on, and as soon as I turned my center to the destination on the right, St. Joseph's Hospital.
You doing the Marine Corps?
Lost.
I was a fighter pilot.
So I went across to a bar and walked out.
Oh,
you gotta go up there. Okay. This way and that
station
way.
At El Toro.
The guy turns on in the orange vest.
Started out as an avionics.
And I said, "You know where?" He says, "I'm going there."
Yeah. Now that we see off.
Oh, right here.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's only about a mile walk.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, this is breakfast, lunch, and dinner, by the way. You know how that goes.
Is this okay?